Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Hello, and welcome to our first video episode of T-Bone Speaks podcast. Today, I've been submitted a question by the wife of a dentist. Looks like the practice manager of a new practice. The person's name is Lydia, and in the message it says, "Hi, T-Bone. I have learned so much from your podcast and really appreciate all the advice and information you share. As a non-dentist, wife of a new practice owner, I get very excited about the many of the products and services you mention. When I share these things with my husband, he is often skeptical, noting that you're probably just endorsing the products who pay you to endorse them. Is this the case? Are you compensated by anyone you promote other than Cerec? Examples being Front Office Rocks and RevenueWell. Thanks." Lydia, thank you so much for asking this question. It's an unbelievably important question to ask, and one that I think should be asked of any speaker that's out there and any trainer and educator. I think it is not unusual for there to be skeptics and for people to be skeptical about what we're going over and what we're learning. So certainly let me address that up front. I have no financial interest in any specific dental product that I talk about, not even Cerec, for example, not even Serona Cone Beam or anything like that. I do not receive any money for sales of those products. I do not receive any compensation in that sense. That being said, I am a trainer, a speaker, and I do advanced training for these many of these products and techniques. So from that perspective, I am paid when I do speak for those products. I am paid when I do training for those products. And certainly when we hold workshops at our training center, obviously I'm paid for those things. So it's also important to know that the vast majority of the products that we're using in our practice, we pay for. Certainly, very clearly, all the high dollar items we absolutely pay for, our Cerec machine, our cone beam machine, things like that. Also, in the beginning, when I first start using a product, I may be testing it at no charge during a beta period, some software products like RevenueWell, for example, and then I start paying for the product. And then over time, some of the companies do offer me a discount or even in some cases free membership with these programs as a speaker trainer for them. But then again, I am not obligated in any way to them. And quite frankly, my personality is such that I'm really pretty much going to do what I want to do, even if that makes me not liked by some of the companies. So I'm always going to be a colleague and honest to each of you listening. So I want to make sure that I address that with you. So now let's talk about your husband for a second. I appreciate the skepticism, and I would always say that it's important to be skeptical, but I also believe that with that skepticism, you should always take a look and listen to the message with open ears and open eyes, but with a level of skepticism there. So I can tell you also, to make you and your husband feel better, and for all the other listeners out there, is that everything that I do or I talk about comes from real-world experience. I am the owner of a full-time general practice. My practice as a network PPO provider, as someone that goes through team turnover, someone that has overhead struggles, we have ups and downs in our practices. I don't have a practice unlike most of you out there. So I take great pride in that. I mean, there are times where I wish my practice was perfect, but it's not. But I take great pride in having a practice that is like, you know, 80 and 90% of the practices out there. I think the big difference is my mindset is probably different. And my motivation and my desire and my drive is probably a little bit different from most people. And also, I'm willing to take risks, and I'm also willing to fail along the way. So I think those are the things that really are probably a little bit different for me than many other people. So I encourage you guys to keep listening. I'm assuming your husband's probably skeptical about RevenueWell or products like that. Certainly, RevenueWell is not the only option. It's the one we're using in our practice. There's RevenueWell, Smile Reminder, which is now Solution Reach, and DemandForce. Those are good products. A patient activator from 1-800-DENTIST. There's Lighthouse 360. So there's lots of good products out there. I think ultimately, you have to look at all the products, see the ones that make the most sense for you, and then certainly make the best choice. In our practice, you know, we started with DemandForce, then we went to Smile Reminder, and now we're using RevenueWell. We like RevenueWell because of its deep integration with Eaglesoft, which is the practice software that we're using. And we also like it because it's able to pull treatment plans and pull procedures that are completed and allows us to customize what we send our patients, and also allows us to do what I call drip marketing, or what is known as drip marketing, where you can send people messages over a period of time and set that time out so that you can send people messages along the way. Now, the other area that some people are sometimes skeptical of is sleep apnea. We have had tremendous success with sleep apnea, and certainly I'm not alone in that. There are, you know, hundreds and hundreds of practitioners, thousands of practitioners who are having success with sleep apnea. So I would encourage you guys to get into that. And then the other area that I often get skepticism on is our in-office payment plans. We have had tremendous success with that. And of course, I would love to say that we have 100% pay rate, but that's simply not true. In the very beginning, we had less no pays. And of course, the more you do things and the more flexible you become, the more your non-pay goes up. So that's part of when you become a bank and choose not to use third-party financing and do things internally. That's part of the risks that you do take. But we would never look back or go backwards from that. We've been very pleased with that. I think some of the keys with doing in-office payment plans is to really monitor what's going on and keep a close eye and have a clear system in place. We found that at times when we went through team turnover, our systems got a little bit off and things got changed that way. So you want to make sure that's happening. Now, Front Office Rocks, I have no financial arrangement with them whatsoever. In fact, I don't even subscribe to their product this time, but I know Laura Hatch, I know her husband, Tony Hatch, and I've known them for several years, and I've happened to meet Laura several times, and I believe they have a wonderful product. I think I have friends that are using the product that are very pleased, and I believe any type of training for your front office team is critically important. So I won't say that I endorse any product necessarily, but certainly my job and my goal as a podcaster is to bring you multiple products. For example, an alternative product to Front Office Rock is the All-Star Dental Academy. That's done by Alex and Heather Nottingham out of Florida. They have a very nice product as well, slightly different from Front Office Rocks, but a very nice product as well. So for front office training there as well. So there are a lot of choices out there, but I want to be crystal clear on this, and I want to wrap with this again. I don't have any financial biases in the products that I recommend simply because I want to be an honest person. My reputation is critically important to me. Do I have clinical biases? Of course, I'm going to be clinically biased. Nobody wants to buy a product and use a product and not feel that the product that they're using is the best. But I also want to be upfront that I am certainly get paid for speaking. I'm not going to go speak for free. I get paid to train. I am a certified trainer for many of the products that I do talk about that we're actually using in the practice. And then as owner of 3D Dentists and our training workshops, certainly I have a financial interest in the success of those workshops. And certainly we do market those workshops through our podcast. So Lydia, thank you for the question. And hopefully this answers that question for you and many others out there. Thank you very much and have a great day. One more thing. If you could take a chance to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, that would be great. And you'll receive it directly on your phone, the audio version of it. If you could also leave us a review on iTunes, that would be fantastic. And if you have questions that you would like to answer, all you have to do is submit your questions by visiting www.tbonespeaks.com and you can submit your questions there. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.